Hey, welcome to another episode of Lessons for My Kids. Today, I'm referring to a man who passed away but gave some great advice. And he had lived life to the fullest, and he did really well financially. He had lots of friends. He spoke to a lot of people in conferences. He was one of those guys who, when he spoke, a lot of people listened. And when he died, I should say before he died, he gave a couple of points of advice that people should really listen to. And so with that, I'm going to refer to an article called Who in the Hell Needs a Rolex Watch? And it was an interview with a man named Charlie Munger. Now, some of you may not know who Charlie Munger is, but he was the vice chair of a company called Berkshire Hathaway. Some of you who are in investments or listen to investment podcasts or follow any type of stock market might have heard of Berkshire Hathaway and their CEO, Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett was very well known in the financial and investment community for buying companies and holding on to them for a long time. Especially their stock. He bought into companies that he felt best kind of encompassed his views, such as Coca-Cola, Amazon, things like that. So he was friendly with a lot of billionaires, but so was Charlie Munger. So with that, Charlie talked about in this article at least how we don't really need to have a lot of expensive expenditures, what he called pretentious expenditures. And for those of you who need to take time to look that up, please go ahead and do that. But here's what he preferred to invest in instead. And this is not about investing. This is really about how to live a good life. And we've talked about this many, many, many times. And he talks here about specifically, they start out saying, if you've ever looked at your neighbor's shiny new car and uttered curses at their good fortune, you're not alone. And in fact, they talk about resentment and what other people's perceived financial standing is, because obviously we don't always know exactly what's going on in our neighbor's homes. We don't know how much money they make. We might know what their job title is. We could probably look up some things about their house, but there's really nothing that we can 100% say is for sure happening in our neighbor's house. So when we look at what is happening around us, whether it be friends, family, so on and so forth, we don't exactly know. Maybe they're buying that shiny new car, but was it a hand-me-down? Was it something that they got some money in investments that they wanted to spend on? Did they trade in another car? Did they get a really good deal? Did they get, have to pay extra for it? We don't know. And so when talking about Charlie Munger, his specific quote, and this is one that I take to heart. He said, the world is not driven by greed. It's driven by envy. And if any of you have read such as the Ten Commandments, you don't want to be envious of other people. We all want what other people have. It's not a matter of wanting just more, because more of what? You want more food. You want more money. You want more status. You want more celebrity. That's all fine to want any of that. But greed is not what we're really striving for. And I think Charlie's absolutely right when he said it's driven by envy. We want what everybody else has. And that's not a good way to live. Because, again, you don't know how did they get that new house? How did they get that new shiny car? And in the end, you can't take it with you. So why are we always looking at our friends and family and saying life's unfair, and that people have more than what we have? you know, whether it's more money or assets or more friends. You know, Charlie goes on to say he's conquered envy in his own life. While he was obviously very wealthy, he says he doesn't envy anybody. He says, I don't give a damn what somebody else has, but other people are driven crazy by it. And so he talks about pretentious expenditures of the rich. And he says, who needs a Rolex watch so that you can get mugged for it? He says, modern capitalist society make people think they need these uber expensive items to feel like they've somehow made it. And so he goes on and he says, my advice to young people is don't go there. Who cares about pretentious expenditures? He goes, I don't think there's much happiness in it. And we've talked about that before, having that expensive sweatshirt, having that brand new phone, having the latest gadget, whatever it is, having, you know, that brand new car that's name brand, or, you know, handbag or sunglasses, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. None of it is going to go with you when you pass away. And instead of spending money on all of these things, Charlie Munger says he preferred to invest his money. Instead of having all of these high dollar items, you know, having a Corvette might be nice, but is it going to help move a family, you know, on a vacation? Probably not. Are you going to be able to move houses? No, because you won't have any trunk space. So it's kind of a pretentious expenditure. And I'm not picking on Corvette specifically. I mean, you pick any luxury car or sports car, or pick, you know, living, you know, there's lots of different things you can pick. You know, having that latest cell phone. Well, does the old cell phone make a call? Does it still receive a text? Can you still do things with it that a new one can do? You still can take pictures. May not be the latest and greatest, but do you really need that? Instead of spending extra money per month, why not put some away? And so throughout Munger's life, he advocated for investing in high-quality businesses and strong brands, having a competitive advantage and good cash flow, low debt, and the ability to raise prices over time. So what he's looking at are those companies who are well-run, that have low debt, who have potential to make more money through their cash flow. So if you look at a company like Coca-Cola, and I'm not picking on Coca-Cola, I'm just saying if you look at them, they've done a good job of branding themselves where everybody knows what it is. They have low debt. They are sold every day wherever they go. You can, in the world, you can find a Coca-Cola, and that means that their sales are doing well. Why not invest in a company? And I'm not a guru in this stuff, so I'm just saying, a company like Coca-Cola might be a good investment because of the fact that they've got recurring funds. So instead of buying all those pretentious things, Charlie Munger said, I'm going to buy into companies that do well, such as Coca-Cola, such as Apple, such as See's Candies. And he was reaping the rewards all along. He says, all intelligent investing is value investing, acquiring more than you're paying for it. You must value the business in order to value the stock. Now, again, this is not about investment, but the one big thing that he said was the big money is not in the buying or selling, but in the waiting. So what he would do, and Warren Buffett was the same way. They bought these stocks and invested in these companies, and they felt that over time, they were going to do well. And they did. I think he had around... Let's see, it says when Munger passed away on November 28th, 2023, he had a net worth of around $2.6 billion, which is a lot. And he, you know, probably had a nice house, and he probably had the Rolex watch and all of that. But did he really need it? No, because he knew that investing was more important. So why are we talking about all this? Well, he really... came down to a couple of very simple points. And he said, there are simple rules that work well. So, you know, they're going to make your life better. And yet they're so simple. You know, building an investment portfolio will guarantee you that financial security and allow you to buy whatever you want, but it doesn't necessarily guarantee happiness. You know, having the friends and having, you know, some money in your pocket are all good things. But he said, the secret to a long and happy life, he says it's so simple. You don't have to have a lot of envy. You don't have a lot of resentment. You don't overspend your income. You stay cheerful in spite of your troubles. You deal with reliable people and you do what you're supposed to do. And he said, all of these things will make your life better. You invest in yourself overall. So don't worry about what the neighbors have, because in the end, maybe they're overextended. Maybe they're putting themselves into debt that they can't climb out of. Maybe, you know, if you have resentment towards other people, let it go. Because what happened yesterday isn't going to affect tomorrow in a positive way, in most cases. I can't say that entirely true. But whatever happened yesterday, if you've got resentment, let it go. Those people have to deal with how they treated you or what they did. You can't hold on to somebody else's anger or resentment. Let it go. Don't overspend your income. This is a simple one that we've talked about before. You know, you make X number of dollars. Don't go and spend more than that. You know, be cheerful in spite of your troubles. I've tried to live that through some of the things that I've done. Hopefully my kids have noticed. Dealing with reliable people. You know, it's hard in this world sometimes to trust anybody, but we have to put trust into somebody. And others are going to be needed to help us down the road. And I think there are a lot more reliable people and trustworthy people in this world than what the media or what some talking heads will tell us. And then finally, do what you're supposed to do. You know, go be educated. Learn about things that are of interest. Be curious. Ask questions. And all of these things are going to make your life a lot better. You know, go and enjoy dinner some night. Go and spend time with friends. Go and do the things that make you happy. And it will all work out in the end. Now, I've only got a few more episodes of this podcast until we're done. And so I did like this one quite a bit. I do think Charlie, obviously having a lot of money, made him accessible to some things that some of us might not be accessible to. I'm sure he traveled the world, which I would love to have done. But I'm sure that opened some doors for him. But he was also very smart in what he invested in. He got in with a good group there at Berkshire Hathaway. His friend Warren Buffett, I'm sure, had a lot of good things for him, and they worked well together. So if you want to look at more about Charlie Munger, I'll post the article in the intro here. You're welcome to read through it as long as it's still up and running. But again, there are a lot of people out there that they look at the basics of life and they don't overspend. They stay educated. They look at things from other perspectives. They don't just listen to one. And in the end, hopefully you run through this life and it's been a good life. You take care of others. You watch out for others. So with that, thank you for listening to My Kids, I Love You. And if you want to read more about Charlie Munger, this is a good article to read. Otherwise, I know there's a lot more out there about him and his life and the things that he did to help others. Thanks again. Until next time.